From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
I tell you. I have gotten headaches, sciatica. I've had a heart attack today. I've had high blood pressure. This is all in the last 3 hours. New York Football Giants 27. New Orleans Saints 21. Welcome to Bleed Blue Show. Oh my God! First win of the year for the New York Football Giants. I'm out of breath. You can listen to us live on BleedBlueShow.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My boy Steve, hopefully I hear from him a little later. He's at the game in New Orleans down in the Big Easy. Oh, my God. You know what? I will say one positive thing. I normally bash everyone. And I know everybody's going to get their own heart attack when I say this. Yes, I appreciate Daniel Jones today. I appreciated it. Very good. Oh, the emergence of Kadarius Toney has been absolutely fulfilling and enormous. Now we know what kind of weapons we got. There's other things we need to do, we need to check on, but right now a win's a win. 1-3 is a hell of a lot better than 0-4. I'll take it. 929-477-4171 is your Bleed Blue number. 929-477-4171 is your Bleed Blue number. I got Billy Bob, DB, and Manny Dogs get ready to jump in here in a minute. One sec. Again, New York Football Giants. First win of the year, 2021. 27-21. Oh, my God. Saquon Barkley got somebody some points this week. In their fantasy. They didn't think that he had it, man, but he did very well. Five catches, 74 yards, and 13 carries for 52 yards, both and two touchdowns. Okay? That could be a positive going forward. Another positive also is the 401 passing yards that Daniel Jones finally put together. That's pretty good. His first 400-yard game of the year. I mean, of his career, actually. Hey, without further ado, Billy Bob, man, talk to me on the Bleed Blue Show. Get in your feelings. Yeah, I got you.
Hello. No. Honestly, I don't know if Saquon was like listening to me about running the ball in at the 1 yard line. He might have felt me on that. But like I said, we have a wide receiver. I told y'all we have a wide receiver that's like playing running back. I said Kadarius Toney is a playmaker. I said just get the man the ball and watch what the man do. That's all I said. Know your personnel. That's all I had. Just get. And then even with that, we got caught up in. I mean, I don't know if Jason Garrett was feeling himself. He didn't even get a man enough time to breathe. After the man made a big catch, you want to do it in the round with the man. After you do it in the round with the man, you want to throw a man a sweat. The man was tired. You can't wear him out.
The man was tired. But I don't mind that. Billy Bob, I don't mind it. He got his rep. He needed it.
Yes.
We needed to see him.
Yes.
We needed to see him.
Hey, listen. I didn't mind that. Listen, even when he dropped it, I said, hey, listen, just give him the ball. That's all I asked. Just give him the ball. As far as anything else, I'm happy they finally, you know what? I'm happy they finally put our kicker in a position to tie a game so they can get into this position to where they can win the game. That's all we asked for. Ain't no negative coming around here. That's all we wanted. And I told y'all the Giants were going to win games because how talented they are. Sometimes, we need coaches, but sometimes I was just telling y'all the Giants are just too damn talented just to be saying that, hey, they're going to win the game. Landon, like, hell no. I said it. The Giants are too damn talented. They're going to win the game sooner or later besides coaching. It was like it was going to happen. And what I see now, I was happy to see nothing but playmakers out there, starting from Galloway to Ross to Kadarius Toney. And then to me, I even think that may say Quan play a little bit better. To see playmakers and you see it, when you can put all that together, this is what you're going to get. And that's something that should have been happening since day one, This is all we wanted. That's all I got to tell you.
That's okay.
Hey, listen, like I told y'all put that defense in a good position, they will win. That's all you ask for a defense at the first quarter of the season. You ain't asking to play lights out. You just want them to play good defense enough to win games. That's all you ask. After that,
That's right. Ain't nothing negative here for me.
Ain't nothing negative.
There you go. Billy Bob, ladies and gentlemen. 929-477-4171. Let me keep going down the line. Everybody got their 2 minutes because I got to keep it going. DB, stop texting me because you on a Bleed Blue show, yo. You are.
Yo.
2 minutes, man.
First off, I'm happy the Giants won the game. Daniel Jones actually maintained the game. But the play of the game is Saquon Barkley. I don't want to hear no Saquon Barkley hate. This man had over 100 all-purpose yards. He did what he had to do. Galladay did what he had to do. John Ross was actually healthy, did what he had to do. So that's great. Shout-out to the offensive line for keeping Jones upright, and shout-out to the O-line for blocking and allowing Saquon Barkley to rush for 74 yards, I believe it was. So offense did what they had to do. Jason Garrett still don't need to be the offensive coordinator. The third and 10 shotgun draw, that didn't make sense. And I was listening to the game. Just like Carl Banks said, man, he had a lot of points that he spoke of. Guys, defense is garbage right now. Hot garbage straight out the dumpster. Offense won this game for us, man. Missed tackles, like Carl Banks said, not being able to get off blocks. There was a lot of shoddy tackling. Defense has to get better. There's no excuse for that. They got to make it happen. Offense saved our butts today. From Galladay to Saquon Barkley to Ross to Jones making good decisions. And Kadarius Toney. And you know what's so funny? I'm not shocked. No one should be shocked that this first-round pick out of Florida did what he had to do, because that's what got him there. That's what got him to the league. This is what this kid does. Finally, Jason Garrett waits until the fourth game of the season to put this kid in. I mean, it was almost too little too late, basically. But, Chris, okay. I got to eat crow just because I really thought it really came down to Saquon Barkley and how well he did, because I didn't think the Giants would win this because of the way our defense had been giving up points. But because Saquon was healthy and that O-line has been doing great in terms of pass protection, man, and now the run blocking. And one more thing, I believe Barkley didn't look good last week because it was a mental thing. Just like anyone who's ever had a serious injury, if you sprain an ankle, if you do whatever, you're waiting for it because you're so used to feeling that pain. So shout out to Barkley for getting out of his mind and getting back to what he has to do. Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue. Bleed Blue. 929-477-4171. Bleed Blue Show. Manny Dawgs is next. Hey, Kenny Galladay today, stat-wise. Kenny Galladay. This is what you other Giant fans, the ones that aren't in Bleed Blue that I'm always connecting with. Six catches, 116 yards. Kadarius Toney, for the record, six catches, 78 yards, and I think he might have took Darius Slayton's job. That's just me. We'll see what happens in the future. Manny Dawgs, you got the you got the 2 minutes on the Bleed Blue Show, homie.
Hey, man, listen, shout out to the offense. Good job, Daniel. He's still on the short leash of me, but great job today, not making the mistakes to hurt us. I don't count that interception. That was at the end of the half. It was Hail Mary. You don't count those. Saquon was more effective today. He was more confident, and that's the biggest thing. When you come back from an injury, you got to be confident. Way to spread the ball around. That's the biggest thing that stands out to me about the offense is you can't key on anybody if you spread the ball around. And, you know, between Barkley having 74 yards receiving, Galladay 116, Ross 77, and Toney 78, you can't key on anybody. That's how you keep the defense guessing. I'm super excited about the game. I'm glad we got a W finally. But the defense is atrocious, I'm not gonna let go, and I'm not gonna give them credit when they don't deserve it. 27 points, 30 points, 17, and 21 in four games. They're not making tackles, and Carl Banks said it, Bob Papa said it, I've been saying it. You can scheme everything you want. The players have to make the plays. You have to make tackles. How many broken tackles were there where you get hit in the backfield, boom, he skates out of it.
Just on Taysom Hill alone.
2-3 yard stop, boom, 9-10 yards, 15 yards downfield. That's on the players. The Giants need an identity. They need a dog. Today There were two dogs on the field. And I'm going to say it was Daniel, but the lead dog was Saquon Barkley. Kenny Golladay played well, but Saquon had the attitude and the temperature of the team. He carried it, and it bled into everybody. I was real happy with that. Offensively, we have weapons. We're going to be good offensively. Defense has to get their shit together, and we might be able to put some of these in a row. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Manny Dogs, y'all. Off extraordinaire. Look who's back. My girl Kristen is back in the house. Hello, my love. I know you pleased. What's going on?
Hey, everybody. Feeling good about the W. Just feeling good. Thank God for Tony today. I'm glad he's playing. I'm glad they utilized him the way they should have been since day one. Hats off to Danny Jones for securing the ball and securing the game. Securing the game.
Securing.
Your line is only as good as your quarterback, and your quarterback is only as good as your line, and they got the assignment. They got it today. The O-line took it and ran with it. They understood the assignment. I like the switcheroo with Barkley today. I'm telling you, that man can play wide receiver. I'm telling you right now. You need to play that man a wide receiver. I'm sorry. I really think we should. But I like the way Garrett was thinking today. Still not a fan. But better playing calling this week. Everybody, like I said, understood what they were supposed to do. Defense still needs some work. Hats off to Dexter Lawrence. But overall, I'm very happy with the outcome today. What a big difference from last week and the week before. I mean, complete turnaround. We just got to keep the momentum up, keep playing, and that's it. Bleed blue.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hello? I was on mute talking the whole time. I was on mute talking.
I figured you were.
I don't know what to say. I'm so sorry. That's Kristen, everybody. 929-477-4171. Got one more caller. Chantel is in the house after a while. Call it. What's up, Rebel?
It's good to be back. It's good to have a win, and it's good to not be freaking frustrated. Let me just give my props to everybody who deserves it. Props to the offensive line, man. I mean, it was crisp. It was clean. Daniel Jones could eat off that mother lover. No sacks, no pressures. It was good. It was good.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Jason Garrett, bruh, don't let this win go to your head. You're still making stupid decisions. A certain tight end with the number 88 is still doing what he does, and he did what he did. So, I mean, like, but bruh, put some super glue under your butt cheeks and plant yourself in the freaking bench. I never want to see you again.
Damn.
Now, let's talk about the defense. Bruh, we have got to get off this zone coverage, man. Do you know how bad it hurt to see Callaway just breezing by James Bradbury? Like, come on, you have to play man-to-man. And look, I'm going to keep saying this until my dying day. It was a mistake getting rid of Dexter Lawrence. I mean, not Dexter Lawrence, Dalvin Thomason. It was a mistake getting rid of B.J. Hill. We need somebody to step up because I'm telling you, Austin Johnson and Danny Shelton are not our guys. They are not getting us pressure, and it's going down the line. You don't see Leonard Williams. Leonard Williams, he freaking had all his sacks based off of what the middle of the what the defensive line did. We're not getting that. But I'll tell you who does look good. Azeez had like a quiet game, but he was good. And Reggie Ragland stepped up for a couple of plays. That's good. But overall, y'all got to tackle, man. Ain't no way that Taysom Hill should be dancing his way in circles all the way into the end zone. Y'all have to learn how to tackle. But overall, I'm happy for a win. Let's carry this on into the next game, and let's take it from there. Before I go, Chris, remember a couple of years ago how I bagged you about a certain safety named Andrew Adams and how he effed up a certain play? Now we're ready to bag you on Daniel Jones because he played excellent today. Give the man some props. Put some respect on his name. And some Louisiana.
Oh, I didn't go that far. I was okay. I'll acknowledge that I may have missed fired early. But
I'm just acknowledge that.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. How about that?
Let's just leave it at this.
For
I will quote one of my favorite movies, and I'm leaving there. He had your curiosity. Now he has your attention. That's all.
Okay, I'll take that. That's the Rebel, everyone. That's Chantel, 929-477-4171, Lee Blue Show. Hey, look, you know what? I tell you what did concern me, though, and DB and Manny alluded to it earlier. Look here. Here's the stat line. Taysom Hill. I lost it. But anyway, yeah, 9 yards. Where the hell are we at? What the fuck is we at there? Okay, there we go. 6 carries, 2 touchdowns. That first touchdown, I think every player on defense touched him. It seemed like. That's atrocious. That should be the first thing addressed tomorrow morning or whenever they have the fucking film crew, whatever they call it, with the coaching room. They need to address that right away. The tackling, particularly in the first half tonight, was god-awful by everybody. It was a joint effort. And that's got to stop. We're going to win. Look, I'm glad we got this one. But we ain't going to win anything else, man, if we continue to do this. This was god-awful. Billy Bob, you coming back around here. You at the top of one more time for your 2 minutes. You went on and on about the offense, man, but I didn't hear you say anything about defense. Give me some defense.
Oh, that's good. See, I know you wasn't listening.
Get in your feelings.
You comprehended when I said, you know, you wasn't listening to me. I said I'm going to stand
okay,
on. I said since game one, all offense got to do is score 14 points. I said offense, score 14 points, score 2 touchdowns. I guarantee you our defense is winning. We're talking about the same New Orleans Saints that went to Green Bay and blow them out. You ain't saying nothing about Green Bay defense. They might even be looking at, hold on, y'all need to stop this here with our defense. Not defense, stop these boys at 21 points. They even spotted them boys and shut them boys down. And y'all want to handle my defense? Y'all saying the Giants ain't playing defense? Y'all stop it. Stop it. I said early in the season, we can't expect our defense to play lights out. You just want them to play sound football. And that's all they did. Because the first three games were winnable games if offense would have scored more than 14 points, scored 2 touchdowns. That's all we asked. When we did that, what was the end result, y'all? We won. New Orleans Saints only scored 21 points. We scored more than 2 touchdowns. Matter of fact, I don't care. The defense is good to me. Just wait till the offense. I told y'all.
Okay.
And I ain't going to even give Jason Garrett his credit. I'm not giving Jason Garrett his credit. The reason why we won the game, I'm telling you, the reason why we won this game is because it was more of our talent. The guys that had the ball in their hands, they had talent to make plays, they did what they had to do. That's all I ask. And I ain't even gonna mention number 88, who I consider Larry Donnell. That's Larry Donnell playing for us, y'all. It's not his name. His name is Larry Donnell. Yeah, I thought. But I just, listen to me. Other than Larry down there, we got playmakers. And I love my defense. Leave me alone. Next caller. You ain't gonna tell me what you ain't gonna give me with my defense. My defense won the game.
BB, come on, give me 2 minutes, man. Well, Billy Bob's making me lucid here. BB, come on, dad, for your. Oh, shit, that's funny. DB, where you at, man?
Yeah, I'm here, Chris. So, again, I love hearing Bob Poppin and Carl Banks call games because they call it like it is. Like they were saying, hopefully the Giants don't get into the red zone because they have so many issues scoring when they're in that red zone. They call them the red zone woes, which is very true. But in terms of the defense, even Howard Cross was like, why is no one getting mad on defense? Why is no one slamming their helmet, kicking over a table, doing something? Where's the attitude on this defense? There is none. And where's Jabril Evans been lately? I never hear this guy's name anymore.
What is Jabril Peppers doing?
Oh, he got hurt in the first half.
Being a decoy, man, because even all season I really hadn't heard much of him, even before he got hurt. But, yo, they got to get a fire in their belly on defense, man. They got to get a fire in their belly on defense because it's not happening. It's not working. And regardless of what the coach has put on the field, they got to execute. That's what it comes down to. They just got to execute, man, and make it happen. So I'm happy for the receivers that got hurt. They got a lot to look forward to when they come back because offense is finally starting to tick. Jason Garrett is still predictable, even though he did a little bit better today. But, yeah, Evan Engram, man, we should have been got rid of him, man. I mean, he got elbows for hands, man. Like, what is he even doing still getting on the field? It just doesn't make sense. Evan Engram should never step on the field again. I mean, he's a disgrace to Hakeem Nick, Mike Hilliard, all the other great Giants receivers. Evan Engram, wearing 88 is such a disgrace to guys like Hakeem Nick and Ike Hilliard and dudes that wore 88 proudly. Even Mike Sherrard back in the day.
Yeah, Mike Sherrard. Ah,
Mike Sherrard was nice, man. But I'm happy the Giants won, but they still gotta get Tate Crowder out of there. I'm sorry. We gotta put in Justin Hilliard from Ohio State, who led the Niners in tackles in preseason. I don't understand how Teddy Grahams can't get that through his thick skull. We still need to have the right people on the field. Carter Coughlin should never leave the field. Azeez Ojulari has a really good upside, so that's very good. I'm done with Lowe Carter and O'Shane Zimenez. They've had plenty of time to make a big splash, and they haven't. I don't know what they've done. So we got to get some better linebackers in there and make it happen, man. So, yeah, man, secondary got to keep it tight. I want to see more of Rodarius Williams in there at corner. And let's do the damn thing. Bleed blue.
Hey, bleed blue. And, you know, give a little love while you're talking defense. Give a little love to Reggie Ragland and Dexter Lawrence. Did a good job today. They were all over the place. They did the best they could.
You're right. And one last point there. Chris, that Carl
mm-hmm.
Banks did touch on, we are still seriously missing Dalvin Thomason and B.J. Hill. B.J. Hill is, like, leading the Bengals in sacks. But that's the reason why Leonard Williams had such a big season and why Dexter Lawrence was able to get off like he did last year, because we are definitely still missing those key players. Bleed blue.
If the season ended now, which it's not after four games, B.J. Hill would be a first-team All-Pro. I'm sure everyone knows that. He is killing it out there. And I don't, you know, the thing goes, and Manny Dogs, you know, you talk about, even in your book, Paid in Full, you talk about team concept and coming together as one, man. That's what Cincinnati's doing. You know, that's what they're doing. I'm hoping this is a fucking jump off to that kind of attitude for us to gel, particularly on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, let's hope, man. But I got, you know, me and Billy Bob are, we long lost brothers. And so sometimes we got a disagree on the show. And, Billy Bob, if we average 14 points a game, we still lose every game this year. So if the offense put up 14 every game, we still lose. In fact, we scored 83 points in four games, and that's an average of 20 points a game, and we still lost three out of the four. The defense, here's what I know. Defense, and it sucks, but this is the way football is. Defense has to be perfect, right? We have to be perfect. You can't be half-assed, because if the defense blows four coverages, that's 28 points, or at the very least, 12 points, okay? So your offense just has to be perfect four times. So we can't afford for the defense to not make the plays that are waiting to be made. If you have first contact at a man at 3 yards, that man should be laid down at 3 yards. That man should not be laid down at 12 yards if he gets hit at 3 yards. This is fundamental football. Wrap up tackling and bring them down. You know what? There's something called a tackle wheel. You take it's a big giant rubber wheel that you bring to practice, and you roll that big bitch down the damn field, and you make your players tackle it over and over again because we're trying to save health on the bodies. But what that does is forces you to wrap up, and the Giants are refusing to do so. This is why we're giving up so many damn points, because they're not wrapping up. They're making fundamental errors. Those are the worst ones to make. Listen, if you're going 100 miles an hour the wrong way, I get it. You were going 100 miles an hour. But when you're going out there like a one-legged pirate and you're trying to make tackles and you can't grab nothing but shoelaces and bubble gum, get the fuck off the field. Get somebody in there that wants to make a hit. Raglan balled out. I appreciate that. Sexy Dexy, of course, he's going to make his play. We need to gel together. That's the thing. The defense is not gelled together, and I'm not giving them no, hey, man, it's the offense fault. They got to feed off the offense. Bullshit. Tell that to the 85 Bears. Tell that to the 2000 Ravens. Tell that to any defensive juggernaut that really meant, yo, just get us 14. That's when that really matters. Now, 14 points, 17 points. Loses us every game this year. Bleep boo. I love you, Billy Bob, man.
Hey, can I ask Manny a question? Just a quick question. I just want to ask Manny
one question. Come on, don't take the whole show.
Yeah, real quick. When you rating the defense, are you rating the defense like the whole game or you just hit individually, like in quarters? Because I just thought the whole game they played good overall.
I rate the defense's entire performance at the end of the game. That's me. When I look at them as a whole, right, I'm rating them as a whole at the end of the game. If you split up the game in the four quarters, did we win the first defensively? Did we win the second defensively? Did we win the third defensively? And then you average that out and you see whether or not we win or not. Today, the offense carried our behind.
Respect. I don't respect that, bro. That's it.
Okay. Okay, you gentlemen are just you're so knowledgeable, and we all love it, but I'm running out of time, so I got to do this right quick. Kristen, anything to add, my love?
You know, everybody wanted to win this game, and I understand why. We wanted to break that nasty streak that we had, right? But I don't give a damn about this fucking team, and I don't care about the Saints, okay? They're peasants compared to what we're up against next week as far as talent. So next week, if you keep this momentum up like they did today, we'll have a chance. The plays have to be crisp. Everything has to be on point. Everybody has to play and be on the same page, period. And if we're not, it's going to fall apart. That's it. So like Manny Dog said, this individual shit is wonderful for stats and all this crap. But if you're not doing it together as a team, what the hell is the point? What's the point? Let's double the points. Let's close the gap. Just, like you said, fundamental. Little shit like that wins games. Defense wins games. So we got to tighten up, period. We can't have the O-line great this week and then defense is amazing, but the O-line sucks. We can't have it like that. It's got to be good all the way around, all the time. You guys play for million-dollar contracts. Let's see it. Let's fucking see it. Work for your money.
Yeah, and next week's team won today, and they are on some kind of emotional high themselves. And
but this
Kristen,
is what I'm saying. So if we can win next week, okay, that will be our true test. Then we can come back and let's all critique, and let's all sit back down again. Because this team today was a walk in the park. That was really nothing. We should have blown the motherfuckers away. Honestly,
We could have.
We absolutely could have. And we didn't. Sloppy little shit that wasn't tightened up.
Right.
Period. So these things have to be flawless next week. It has to be flawless. Has to be flawless the rest of the damn season. But as far as I'm concerned, let's kick up the momentum today. We got the win. Next week for me is the turning point in the Giants season. Period. If we can win against Dallas, I don't even care if it's by a freaking point. If we can win against Dallas, then we can get excited. Now we can get on that natural high again. Now we can say, okay, let's go and puff up our chest. For me to puff up my chest today, okay, it's fine. I want the win. Don't get me wrong. But let's win against some real fucking motherfuckers like Dallas. They're taking over.
My
I don't
want
to see this shit anymore. I don't want to see what
the
stats
are.
I don't give a fuck about Zeke. I don't care. These guys are beatable, period. They bleed like we bleed. So we could take it to them like we did today and more. It's a no-brainer. We'll get it. It's in the bag. So we just got to play clean and tight. And ball control is number one on the list for next week because they're going to have hands all over it. Bleed blue. But my whole thing was I despise the Cowboys.
Is that what you meant to say?
Do you have time?
Okay. Kristen, everybody, and you know how she feels about this thing going forward. So now. Let's see. Live from New Orleans. Carl at the C-Note. What's happening in the Big Easy, bruh?
Well, a very interesting day to say the least, huh, Chris? How are you?
Yeah. I'm waiting for you, man, because I gotta hear this shit.
So there was it's almost like a tale of like three different games. I'm pretty sure when there was about 9 minutes to go in the game and was fourth and I think it was 9 yards to go at midfield and the coach elected to punt the ball. Everybody was probably watching that saying, what the hell? But you know what? For today, I will stand down because the Saints also contributed to this loss. I mean, some of the stuff that they were doing made no sense. But to give the Giants credit, they took advantage of the mistakes, especially in that last 7 minutes of the game, getting within 3 points, tying the game, and then winning it in OT. But you know, let's start at the early part, right? Because that game was weird in such a way in which I'm not sure if the game should have been. I don't know if it was being really won on either side. To be quite honest with you, you know, we talked about it last week. The Giants defense giving up points before the half. The Giants defense giving up points to start the next, you know, the third quarter. And then the play that stuck out to me was the play where Taysom Hill, because we were on the side of the end zone when it happened, when he had that run where he got past five dudes and went into the end zone, that might have been like the worst defensive play I've ever seen in my life. It was the worst. It was terrible. You know, so we've been having a discussion. Me and Billy Bob probably having this discussion. We're probably going to keep having this discussion about the defense playing well or whatnot. You cannot tell me a defense that gives up points before the half, gives up 8-minute drives that leads to the touchdown by giving up third downs, first and 20s, third and 15s, and then comes right back up. Second play of the second half, Winston goes deep, touchdown. And then they would have had another touchdown on the same series because they ran the same play again. And what's his name? The pass is incomplete. They bring in Hill for some ungodly reason. I don't know why. So they attempt the exact same play a second time, and the pass is intercepted. I mean, Peyton was doing some dumb stuff. I don't know what was going on there. And then at the end of the game, Peyton, they had that delayed game, which I think changed everything in that last sequence before they ended up giving the Giants the ball. So the Saints did contribute, I'd say, about 40% to what happened out there. But listen, give the Giants credit because, you know, some of the stuff we talk about on the program and complain about, when we see it play out, I'll give you two examples. We've asked for Barkley to be set out as a wide receiver, right? They finally do it on the drive when they were down 21-10. They score the touchdown. We're like, wait, we've been asking for that for about 4 years now, and it hasn't happened. The one time it finally happens, they get the touchdown. We've been asking for Tony for a couple of weeks. Why he hasn't been on the field, who knows? We don't know the answer. But out of desperation – They gave him the ball today, and I don't know his final number. Someone else can check that for me, but I thought he played a tremendous game outside of I think he had 2 drop passes, but I'll give him a pass on that. Pass protection was very good today. The running game, hey, listen, that's what it is. Defensively, I'm not totally sure anybody on defense really played specifically well, to name anyone in particular, so I'm just going to let that go for today. No. But you know what? Listen. We've done this trip now a number of times when they were 0-5 in Denver, 0-2 in Houston, 0-2 in Tampa, where they had this one surprise win, and then they don't follow it up with anything after that. So we've been down this road before. For me to go celebratory and pop in champagne, I'll do it tonight. But will they follow this up with a performance in next week? I don't know. The past suggests, based on these last few years, that that doesn't happen.
Wow. Wow. All right. Carl, hold on a minute, man. I'm going to get your final thought in a few seconds.
Happen.
So we're going to do that.
But that's the story from down here at the Superdome.
Yeah, you better just keep sipping that hurricane for a few more minutes. I've got to go around the room right quick. Billy Bob, give it to me now.
Hey, listen, I guess I'm going to be the only one that's going to stand on his defense stuff, right? So I did say 14 points, but I forgot to add my kicker in. We got a Pro Bowl kicker that also give us, like, 3 points in the game. So do the math of that. So if we do 14 plus 3 times if he kick a field goal, that's literally that's going to always lead us to a win. That's my final thought. Y'all start hating on that defense. They shut them boys down in the second half. Y'all talking, hey, we're going to stay positive. We ain't going to do this negative. We're going to stay positive about my defense. They shut New Orleans down in the second half. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say about defense. All I know, they came through in crunch time, and we won.
All right. Be blue. Be blue. Billy Bob, man, you always bringing it, man. You always up in them feelings, man. Hey, the Jets won. Dad, what? We might be on to something here. Let me stop. Hell, I'm only bullshitting. DB, you're up for your final thoughts, sir.
Final thoughts is defense got to get a backbone, get some fire in their belly, man. It's just like Howard Cross said, why was nobody mad going down the sideline? I don't care if the punter runs and chokes me a little bit to wake me up. Somebody got to do something on defense, man. Missing tackles is unacceptable, man. Basic football. Basic football. Coach puts you in position, and dudes are getting steamrolled, run over, missing tackles. That's inexcusable, man. From Pee Wee football to the NFL, these fundamentals have been taught to these multimillionaire players. There's no excuse for it. I won't stand for it. And they got to make it happen, man. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's DB. That's my man right there. Hey, Manny Dog, you up on the Bleed Blue Show?
I'm just happy for the win. Let's move on next week. Celebrate it tonight and get ready for next week, man. We need some consistency.
We do. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. That's my other man right there. Author of Paid in Full. Pick it up, y'all. Kristen, you said it all. You said a mouthful last time. Bring it to the close here.
Let's keep everything tight. Play your position. Know your role. Work as a team. And just secure the ball, Danny Jones. That's all I'm asking you. Please, next week, okay? Please, for the love of God. And you say Quan is a wide receiver, and we're going to beat their ass. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's Kristen, everybody. We had Billy Bob previously and DB and Manny Dogs and Carl at C Notes, wherever he went. He left me. I don't know where he went. And the Chantel Rebel. All right. That's the post-game roundtable for the New York Giants versus the New Orleans Saints today. We won our first game of the year. We are now 1-3. That's an improvement. You heard the callers, man. I mean, all of these people are very, very knowledgeable and cerebral about what we do. And let me tell you something. We have a lot of let's just say wonderful improvements to do. But you know what? Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm not going to close it down yet. Hold on. Somebody's trying to call me. But we did win. We are 1-3. I would have preferred it be a division win, but it wasn't. But, you know what? Look, it is what it is. And like Kristen said, you know, next week is the real test. The Cowboys are on fire right now. And they are really going to really be – I mean, look – we got to go see them. And in their house, it's not an easy place to win. And it's not an easy place to I don't know who this caller was, man, but I guess, you know, I was trying to make accommodations to keep us on longer. I don't know if I could do that. But anyway, so here we are. We won our first game. Look, let's keep this football momentum moving, man. I'm very satisfied with Daniel Jones today. Normally I'm in his ass, but he held it down. He didn't turn the ball over. I'm not counting that interception at the end of the first half because that was basically a Hail Mary, you know, trying to elicit some excitement. So I'm not gonna do that. But he managed the game well. Saquon came alive. We found Tony was a wonder kind, man. You know, Billy, you didn't say one word about him. Tony is the shit.
Hold on,
Tony,
did you say one thing about him?
Well, not the way you supposed to, man. You didn't give him the love, man. You mentioned him in passing.
I did give him love. I said he's a running back playing wide receiver. How much love do you want me to give that?
I want you to give more love to that. I want you to say this is the new cat, man. We should have had him along, motherfucking the first three games of the year, just like Crispin and DB said. We should utilize him in the sprint. You should have do this, do that. He's a Swiss Army knife, that stuff. I'm looking for you to
Chris,
say that.
Chris, wait. The reason why I can't get off and say that because we still got Jason Garrett as an offensive coordinator. Y'all talking about consistency? What will make y'all think Jason Garrett gonna go back to that again?
I will give you that. I'm gonna give you that.
One more thing, Chris. Last week y'all were talking about how hard it was gonna be hard to play inside New Orleans. Don't try my team like that again, cause we're going up in Dallas to go wreck shot. Don't try, cause hey, y'all were hollering about how loud we're gonna be in New Orleans. Don't try my team like that.
Right.
We're going inside Dallas to do the same thing too.
Hey, I hope you're right, homie. I hope you're right. That one I ain't going to make a comeback on. You know what? We did our final thoughts already, man, but I'm going to bring y'all back, man, because I ain't through yet. I want to hear Kristen say one more thing, anything. Kristen, say something, man, before we go, because DB and DB right after you. Oh, yeah, what happened? Okay. Hey, I'm trying to see, I got distracted. There was a question that I had for you about that next week. And, oh man. I lost it. This is old age kicking in here. It's something about next week. It'll come to you in the middle of the night. It does, right?
It's going to come to you in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, just going to wake right up. Damn it, let me call her real quick.
Oh, shit, I should have asked her. DB.
You were going to ask.
Yeah, I was going to – you said something, and I said something, and there was something
you
about Dallas.
I just said we were finna go. I said, don't try my team. Like I said, we were not going to New Orleans to go win. Yeah, I said it was loud in there. Yeah, I said the same thing about Dallas. I know she don't like Dallas. I know we finna go inside and go wreck shop.
We have to. We don't have a choice. We got to go in and attack ASAP. We got to attack aggressive immediately.
That's true. Look, Billy, we have history with the Dallas Cowboys. We don't have that much history with the Saints. I'm glad we won. I'm glad we went down there with the Houdat and the whole nine. But damn, this team here, they are kind of joined to the hip. They got some history that goes back to shit when Kennedy was president.
Why Dallas is in our division? Because I think we New York, Philly, and Washington had the highest media, so Jerry Jones thought it would be smart to go bring his team into our division because I get the notoriety because of the color, all that other stuff. But
right,
we was
so,
only the
right
blue
story,
team.
Wrong
so.
Person. Yes. Yes.
Right. So, wrong person. Jerry Jones, wrong person.
It was Pete Rozelle, the commissioner, said nah. Because at first it was supposed to be Atlanta was supposed to be in our division.
Matter of fact, it was Phoenix Cardinals. It was the Phoenix Cardinals, the Giants, and all of them. I think it was.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure about that.
Exactly. Yeah. And Atlanta was supposed to come, and they said, no, we ain't taking this money revenue away from other three. So, yeah, they said, nah. And there was some pushback on that shit. Dallas is not even in the East, blah, blah, blah.
They're in the Midwest.
They're technically not.
They're technically in the Southwest, I would say.
Thank you.
But they said no. They said, nah. It was all about money. And that's why, hey, Billy Bob and Kristen, that's why until last year, for about 10 straight years, every National Football League NFL primetime game started off with the Giants and Dallas.
And
always. Primetime.
If it wasn't a Thursday, it was a Sunday.
A Monday
night. Thursday
night
started because of those two. You're right.
That's right.
It started on Monday night a little bit, too. I think it was a Monday night they started off.
Yeah, Monday.
They had it on Monday night.
It had to be prime time. Billy Bob, have you ever noticed that you never saw a Dallas game until probably it was one today? But you don't really see Dallas play at 1 o'clock.
Right.
No,
today
is right.
One of those rare times. But they are prime time or 4:30 Eastern time type of thing.
Right.
Yes.
Every
and
guy
did.
And here's the thing. Here's the crazy thing. Pay attention. So are the Giants.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Think about
that. That's right.
That's one of the reasons. Hey, listen, believe it or not, that's how I became a Giants fan because I started knowing how much Giants was getting prime time down here on our side. I'm like, how is Giants getting all this prime time on our side? So I'm like, okay.
And why do you think
like
they called it the America's game? America's game. That's what they called it back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
the two biggest franchises probably in the world. The biggest rivalries is bigger, well, almost as big as Boston and Yankees.
Absolutely.
This shit goes way
absolutely.
Back to the 20s, not even. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
This goes way back. And
absolutely.
These are old Giants fans that jumped the fence that are now Dallas fans, and they can't come back now because we don't want them.
Oh.
That's what that is.
No, Hey, listen. I used to be in the trench. When you just sitting there, and you got a whole bunch of Dallas standing around you, and you like, hold on, I want to root for the Giants. And then you just watching Emmitt Smith break your whole team down, and you like,
that's
oh my
I got
goodness,
on.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
For what?
I'm trying to tell you, that's what even made me stand. That's what made me be a true Giants fan. When I'm like, look at all this hate from these Dallas fans like this here. I'm gonna stick with it. When I'm sitting there watching, even to the times where I had to watch Dave Maggot, Y'all remember Dave Maggot? I had to watch this dude.
Hell yeah, I remember Dave Maggot.
Yeah, everybody.
He was a tough son of a bitch.
Yeah, he was.
That's when you had.
He was a
bulldog. Yeah, the bright side.
That's
Smash Mouth. That's that Smash Mouth football. That's what that was back then.
Yeah.
There was nobody calling anything back then. They were coming off bloody like warriors.
I know.
That's what it was back then.
Me Joe Green said, "What the hell is this 15-day disabled list shit?"
Crazy, isn't
that's what
it?
He said. He was like, "What is this? I have to go out there with
man, shoot me full of cortisone and get me out there, coach."
Exactly, and they went right back out there too.
Shoot me up.
They went right back out there too. Carl,
that's
are you
right.
on the line with
right
me and Billy Bob and Kristen?
He probably got on me, probably listening in, but I do want to talk to Carl because Carl's been going off about his defense. I don't know. Everybody's going off about
the defense. I
think Carl's
on the line, man.
Going strong.
I don't think he can hear me. Okay. All right. But no, man. But, yo, y'all are right. It's about, hey, it's revenue. It's revenue. And the Giants.
All about
come on, man.
Look,
put me on.
See that shit? Huh?
Somebody's on.
Who this?
Who's that?
Steve?
The Green and Blue Show.
Who this?
Hello?
Who am I talking to?
Who are we talking
Carl,
to?
Carl, is you?
This is Zool, man. Who this?
Hey.
Oh, this is Zool.
What are you doing calling? Zool, you know who this is. Not
you.
You
know.
Yo, I didn't think I was on the line. Hold up. Let me talk, man. I didn't think I was on the line. Can I say something real quick, man?
You
were on the line,
you were on the whole time. Yeah, good.
I didn't know that. I'm in New Orleans right now. I'm in the bayou, man. Listen, man. I'm a good bit of 100 with you. I left that bitch. I left that shit in the fourth quarter. So I'm gonna be real frank with you. I'm gonna celebrate with these motherfuckers tonight. I don't know how we won the game because I got a text message. First of all, I got a text message from my cousin from California. She's a Giant fan, right? Giant fan. She's like, we won. I'm like, we won. Like, I was flabbergasted. My dad hit me up. He sent me a text message like, yo, we won the game. I was like, we won? How the fuck we won? Because listen, man, I don't know if Carl's on this line or not, because Carl, I was sitting next to Carl in the Superdome. He'll tell you. I got up and left in the midway through the fourth quarter. I was pissed. I was fuming. Like, you know, you ever watch Tom and Jerry and shit? You know, see, you ever said the cat? the steam coming out of his fucking steam coming out of his fucking the steam coming out of his fucking ears and shit. I was that pissed, yeah. Man. But no, because it was beyond the game, because I was getting into the, I was in the 500 section. I was talking to this honey and shit back in the 500 section in the fucking Superdome and shit. And the Saints fans were talking mad shit. So that's neither here or there. So that got me pissed. So, make a long story short, we were down in the fourth quarter, and I left the fourth quarter. I'm like, yo, Steven Zoo's bad luck. I'm bad luck.
Nah.
I'm bad luck. Yo, I can't speak on the game, man. I can't talk intelligence. I don't know how we won. I'm calling it in this shit, blind this shit. You ever watch fucking what's his name? That cartoon cat, the blind motherfucker, man, from back in the '50s, man. What's his name? Oh shit, the old man, man, the old white dude, man. What's his name?
Blind.
Oh shit. Yeah, man. You know the blind cartoon character, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mr. Magoo.
Back in the '50s, man. Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, Mr. Magoo. I'm Mr. Magoo today, dog. I have no idea what the fuck happened today. Yo, when I left the fourth quarter, we were down. I said, this is over. Dog, I heard Kristen's voice on the line. I heard Billy Bob's voice on the line. I swear to God, I saw Banks early today. Man, I was with Banks early today. I swear to God, I said, yo, we ain't winning this shit, dog. I was fuming. I went and went back to my room and took a shower, and I got the text message, we won. I was like, we won? I take the win. Don't get it twisted. I take the fucking win. But I did it for the culture, man. I left the game early, dog. I'm going to be fucking honest with you. I did not see what happened. We were down in the game. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to sit back and shut the fuck up. And not be hypocritical, because, yo, listen, man, I met Giant fans from California out here. I met Giant fans from Washington State, D.C., Jersey, New York, of course, Georgia, Florida, Texas. They out here. So I'm going to shut the fuck up. And I'm not going to be a hypocrite, because I had to call into the post game. Yes, sir.
What about Tony? Tell me what you thought about Kadarius Tony. That's all I want to ask.
What did he do? What did he do?
You didn't see nothing in that game.
Listen, man, like I said, I put it like this, Professor, I'm going to put it like this. When I left that game in the fourth quarter, we were down. So, obviously, we ain't do shit up to the point we were leading. We were down. I just
went
down.
Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. I was literally sitting next to this motherfucking Carl. I told Carl, I'm out, dog. I'm bad luck. I said, I'm bad luck. I'm superstitious as fuck.
No.
I said, I'm bad luck. I swear to God. So what did you're talking? You said Tony did something. Like, what did he do? Like, you see that when I three quarters out of that, I see shit. So I don't know. What are you talking about? So
let me stop
speaking out of ignorance. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. I know we won, because I got text messages from family, and I got the score. It looks like we won. I went back into my room and took a shower in New Orleans, man. I'm about to go to the first quarter and eat some lobster, man. Like I was there. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
I had to call
to the best text game in the fan base. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, yeah. See, honestly, out of respect, bruh, that's much respect to you, because you had that right to do that, because everything you've seen up to this point will cause you to do that. Because the reason why you're saying that, the Giants are down by three. You asking yourself, are the Giants going to get our Pro Bowl kicker into field goal range even tied up? So you had every possibility to say, I'm for the league, because we know the same story. Even with Saquon fumbling, You could have said that same story, but when it looked like
he fumbled. I didn't know that. When did he fumble?
Yes, he did. He fumbled at a time where he was picking up yards and he lost it. But our tight end recovered it. So that's when I kind of knew. You know what? The ball
was
bouncing our way. You know this football. Yep. You know the football God. We had a lot go the opposite way. Remember what you were saying? We have these key drives where we drive and we kill ourselves. It almost happened. We covered the ball.
Yep.
And that's when I was like, hey, you know what? It might be a different type of game.
I gotta say something real quick. It has nothing to do with the game, man. Billy Bob, this applies to everybody on this line, whoever's listening. I heard Chris's voice, and I heard Billy Bob's voice. Whoever's calling it. Yo, Miami's going to be the popping game this year. I don't care what. This will be your only win for this year. Everybody going to Miami. I saw a Giant fan in New Orleans say, we're going to Miami. So we're all going to parade Miami like it's the only game for a year, man. Billy Barr, hope we see you in Miami. Kristen and Chris, Professor. We're going to be in Miami. Everybody's popping to Miami. That's the word. That's all I got to say. That's all I heard from yesterday. I got Mr. Billy Bob and Mr. Chris and Christian, I got nothing for the game. I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because I don't want to call. I saw three quarters. Listen, man, I went at halftime. I went to go see this honey in the stands and the same fans are talking shit. I'm about to fight in the stands. Like, nigga. Oh, I'm sorry. Motherfucker, who are you talking shit to? They had to escort me out the 500 section in New Orleans. So I'm out. Fuck it. I'm out. Yo. I'm going to get that lobster. I'm going to put that shit on the Blee Blue Show page. But this is for y'all. I had no idea how y'all won. I had to do it for the culture, man. I had to leave the game for the culture, man. I had to do it. Yo, I swear to God, that ticket was like $60. Ask Carl. Pay Carl $60. I did it for the culture, man. However we got the win, whatever.
Wow.
I did it for the culture.
Wow.
I'm going to shut the fuck up and listen, man.
Go eat your lobster.
Okay.
Absorb
all. It's about the
lobster
feeling. Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Blee Blue.
Yes, sir. Blee Blue. But I did say this, though. I said, hey, listen, the Giants have enough talent to at least win some games. It's all about if we want consistency, that's going to fall on the coaches and players. But just on talent, sheer talent, the Giants were capable of winning a couple of these games.
Absolutely. If not all of them. All of them. How do you – listen, as far as I'm concerned, last week's game, how do you blow a lead? 99.9% of the fucking game. I don't understand that. That's what I have a hard time with. You blow a lead, and this team comes back and beats you by a stinking field goal. If that's not the biggest – fuck you! I don't know what is. I really don't know what is. That shit is crazy. And yes,
I'm just hoping.
I agree with Steve because as a fan, we all been there. Like, is it a bad luck jersey? I'm not wearing this jersey no more, man. I think it's just me. I think I can't watch it anymore. Because no lie, we went to Tampa. When we went to go play Tampa Bay, and I left the fourth quarter, as we're walking out, no lie, me and my daughter are walking out of the stadium, and it erupts. And Giants fans are hugging and kissing in the street like we won the motherfucking Super Bowl. And
I remember that. I was mad at you. Yeah.
I was blown away because I couldn't take it. I said, they're going to fucking blow it. I know it. I can't even stand here. Plus, I'm sitting next to season ticket holders, everybody. So, listen, two big, burly dudes. They were cool as shit, I'm telling you. The crowd and the fans were so great down there in Tampa. They were so dope. We were talking and everything the whole time. It's a little talking shit and jabs, but for the most part, they were great. But I just got up because I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, this shit is mad embarrassing. I got up. I started walking out. I'm looking at the monitors, and the whole stadium just erupts with cheers. And the Giants won. Believe me,
yep.
I've been there.
Yep. All right,
yeah,
I'm going to close it down.
Believe me, I celebrated that night, but still, it's just the point that, yeah, it hurts because the odds are of us getting the win after we've been so bad for these last 3 weeks for no reason, it hurts. So you're like, yeah, I'm not even going to watch it.
I listen to it.
We should be 4-0.
I might listen to
it.
We should
be 4-0.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We should be 4-0, but that's another story, another time.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. All right,
yep.
Kristen, Billy Bob. I think Steve is still around, but I want to thank y'all three now, Chantel and Carl and Manny Dogs and DB. All right,
yes.
Let's sign out. Listen, Yankees, please don't fuck it up. I just want to send a message over there. Don't fuck up.
Oh, God,
don't
please.
Fuck up. Don't fuck up. That's it. Check us out on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Check out the Bleed Blue fan page because tomorrow we're going to have a whole lot of new pictures. You know, they went buck wild. They're still doing it, going buck wild down there in the Big Easy with them beignets and friggin' hurricanes or whatever the fuck the hell y'all drinking down there. Y'all are out of control. And, yeah, Bleed Blue, we got the win, 27-21 over the home team. Who that? New Orleans Saints. All right, we're going to do this again on Thursday. Please call in, 929-477-4171. Thursday, this is your boy Chris, Professor. And we out. Bleed Blue, y'all. Talk soon.
Bleed
Blue. Bleed Blue.
For real, for real, for real, for real, and double for real with an extra for real on it.
Where are you?
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Blee blue, 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 blee blue.